When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sex ain't just banging, bro.
No. You got to have your skills, man.
No, look, insertion is fun. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But if you wanted to really enjoy yourself,
want that kitten to purr.
There is some other work you have to put
in. All right.
And we are here to help you.
Mm.
Problem here, Tommy.
Yeah.
No guy thinks they need this advice.
Yeah.
Right? Every guy thinks he's an expert here. That is, if this is something men even consider doing at all.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, and we'll jump right into this because it's very important.
Yeah.
In front of me, I have a list for men to improve your skills taking a trip downstairs with your lady.
Okay.
Now, it's not the easiest thing in the world because you ladies have a Rubik's Cube in your pants.
Yeah.
Is that a fair statement?
It's a mystery.
And also,
it's different for everybody.
Well, vaginas are like snowflakes, Kimmy.
Yeah.
No two vaginas are the same. Women are so lucky. Every penis looks alike.
Yeah, it's just gross.
And every penis.
Same concept.
Yes, it all requires the same care. You just do the same thing to all of them.
It's a big, dirty rud.
Okay. To make women happy, using mouth fun, it feels like you need a manual.
Mm-hmm.
But lucky for us, there are 7 simple rules.
Perfect.
To improve your mouth performance.
All right.
Now, I want to be clear. These 7 rules were put together by female sex experts.
Perfect.
Who say that we as a gender, as men, are lacking in our mouth skills. Right. Are we ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Tip number 1.
Mm.
Be patient.
Okay, be patient while I'm down there?
Yes, they
or
say.
Or before I go down?
While you're down there.
Like, so don't slow give up lick. Too soon?
Yeah.
So a slow lick?
No, not necessarily.
Worst fog I've had the whole time.
Slow lick.
That's not how the song goes.
Wrote my own tune.
What she means is, they mean, it can take a woman a long time to get there while you're down there.
Right.
Not taking a slow lick, just spend as much time as you can down there.
Bring a lunch.
Problem with that, well, your lunch is already down there. Problem with that.
Well, then you're doing it wrong.
I mean, you can only go so long before your
Yes.
You're not conditioned for that exercise.
No, and you make a great point. Like, I think you do need to be trained. Jaw-wise,
because
like if you're out of a relationship,
how do you train?
Well, being in a relationship.
Okay.
Like if you're out of a relationship,
I thought you were going to talk about like exercises or stretches you could be doing.
Sure, there are, Kimmy, exercises you could be doing. But like, have you noticed like back in the day, you got out of a relationship, you got back in, and like, you know, you tried that and it was like, ow.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah, you're out of shape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So tip number 1,
right.
Be patient. Tip number 2,
right.
Use your hands.
Hand and tongue?
Yes. This ain't soccer, son.
Okay.
Quote.
So
you have tools, use them.
So get a couple of digits in there.
Yeah, so not in necessarily. God. Well, I mean, to be fair, that was a fair question.
Yes, I know. I just walking a fine line here with the dump button.
Quote
from
this article. You can supplant tongue action by using your hands to stroke certain things or insert in other places.
Okay.
So
other places?
Well, I mean.
I gotcha.
I don't think you do.
I gotcha. All right.
Not the light socket.
No, I got it.
Okay. All right, so we got be patient.
Yeah.
We got use your hands. Number 3, ask her what she wants.
While I'm down there?
Yes. Or before. You sound like Chubby Checker while you're doing that.
Come on, baby. Did that do it for you, baby? 10-4.
Asking her what she wants.
I think that's key. That's to me, that's probably the most important piece of advice.
With talking?
Yeah. Because because you were talking about before conditioning yourself through like another relationship, but that relationship may not have conditioned you for the next person.
Okay, great.
That person may have wanted something different than the next person. Okay.
Look, everything you're saying makes logical sense, Kimmy, and it makes perfect sense. Communication is key. Mm-hmm. However, I would argue ask her what she wants might be the hardest thing of these seven tips.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to look like you're not.
You don't want to disrupt the moment.
Or you don't want to look like you don't know what you're doing.
True.
And she may not feel comfortable telling you exactly what she wants if she thinks that's weird for her liking that.
Right.
So it creates this like Mexican standoff of like, I don't want what?
No, I'm listening.
What? All right, number four.
But
don't forget about the lips. That's a quote.
Mine are those.
What do you think?
Her pants lips?
Yes. Question. I didn't know that was a thing.
So what am I supposed to do with them?
Does it say?
Smooch them?
It literally.
Lick them?
Oh, my God.
Talk to them? Good buddy. Baby.
I think it's saying pay attention to the area as a whole, not just one tiny portion.
Okay, I didn't know that that was a I didn't know that.
So the lips are sensitive.
I was unaware that that is something women liked.
I think.
Did you know that?
No, but I always figured it was like, it has to be super sensitive.
Is that true? Why, look, are we adults or not? Now I feel like I'm getting on a roller coaster. Yeah, keep your hands sensitive. Make sure you take care of the lips. They get sensitive. Enjoy the reminder racer.
Yeah, like exploring the area as a whole, I think, is going to benefit you more. Because, again, I think it
shows. As a whole or in the whole?
Both.
Both.
Okay.
I think it kind of shows that you're confident, you know what you're doing.
Okay. But I'm not. I don't know.
I'm going to take care
of
everything.
You got to be like an explorer down there, pet.
All right. So with these seven tips we have from female sex experts who claim men are not getting the job done doing the downstairs action with the ladies. We got be patient. We got use your hands. Ask her what she wants. Don't forget about the lips. Number five, be enthusiastic.
Okay.
Like a hound on a bone, baby.
All right. Mm.
So, is that saying like don't act like you're dreading it?
Well, I would hope you're not doing that.
I don't know. There might be some guys that are just really not into it.
All right, so
there are some guys that would be weird about it.
Well, then you shouldn't be down there.
I think I gather, Kimmy, you could be right, but I gather being enthusiastic, like get in there, get all up, like you know.
I thought it meant like leading up to it.
This is in the act of.
Okay.
I mean, you're just like I'm enjoying a steak. This is delicious. Wait, what seasoning do you put on this? You must give me your recipe.
I mean, look, it does make a difference both ways. Don't do that.
I know.
What?
It makes a difference both ways when you feel like your partner is enjoying pleasuring you, right? Is that fair?
Yeah.
All right, number six, you don't always have to stop at the first orgasm. That seems like advanced lessons.
So what one she's faking do I stop at?
And finally, just one word.
One word.
Hum.
Hum. Okay. Well, I'm down there?
Yeah, that's what, hum.
Gives it a little more movement, but also could be very awkward.
Like that?
But I don't know, okay, because I'm assuming it's the vibration that's going to do it.
All right.
But, like, where do I go mouth open hum? Do I go hum off the lips?
I guess it depends on what she wants. That's why communication is key.
So you just want vibration.
You turn into a human vibrator.
All right. Okay.
I love how we both started doing your mom. Okay, so those seven tips.
All right, there you go.
Be patient, use your hands. Ask her what she wants. Don't forget about the lips. Be enthusiastic. You don't always have to stop at the first orgasm and hum. Those, pretty simple.
Okay.
Pretty simple ideas.
All right.
And again, like all of this information will be back on our podcast at WCMF.com and on our YouTube page. So if
write
you
it down.
Yeah,
take
if you
notes.
Forget.
Okay,
you can come back.
So they are lacking one thing.
Stop. Buckle. Are you buckled?
I'm buckled up.
Okay,
this
buckle
whole
up.
Conversation I feel like I'm having with like my brothers or something. It's very weird.
Okay, so when you are done and you come back up for air.
Yeah.
Don't wipe your mouth. Don't touch your mouth. Don't wipe your mouth. Because that would look like you didn't enjoy it.
Okay.
So if you're glistening, leave it.
Counterpoint. I have had.
Don't.
Nope. There have been instances where they got upset that I didn't wipe my mouth.
So I don't know. So I would say I would think that's
I don't
insulting.
Think that would like, be offensive.
Mouth wiping.
Like unless you're like really like ew, get it off. Like, if you were like that, yes.
What if I just leave
but
it
like
there?
A subtle just swipe.
Would you rather it be left there, the glistening, or do you want it gone?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ken, I can't have this conversation with you.
Well, then what are we doing here? Yeah, we can't have an adult
conversation.
That's a key moment, man.
I'm going to say you're safer maybe giving your mouth a little wipe.
Because we're going to make a transition into intercourse, right?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's a very selfish lover thing of you to do. Maybe you were just taking care of her that night.
Okay, but let's say we're going to go.
Sure, fine.
Either way.
I think if you enthusiastically wipe, like you just finished a delicious peanut butter and jelly sandwich, like, mwah! You know what I'm saying? Right? Was that not good?
So like a Red Lobster moment of butter all over your face.
Let's not do that.
Damn, girl.
Yeah, if you, like that's no good.
That's no good.
That's no good. Like, if so you like, finish your Chef Boyardee.
So like wipe, maybe a little sniff.
What?
Like, damn, girl.
Oh,
what?
No. Why would you do that?
I would wipe it like a little.
You, we're not going to help
like,
anybody.
Like a fine wine.
No.
You could just do it subtly without really pointing it out. I don't think you
oh,
have
like,
to like
all the way down from the
make a whole production out of it.
Inside elbow, end of fingers, get it all over the windowsill.
Like a dog well, when they shake when they come in.
It's more complicated. I mean, it's more complicated the more facial hair you have.
Oh, yeah. It's really rough having to, like, shampoo your face.
What if you have a, okay, I'm all done. Come up. Hold on.
You're done with her or you're done, period?
I'm all done downstairs.
Every time you sound like you're going to ask another follow-up question.
I'm glistening. I wipe. But I do have, because I'm, you know, maybe I'm slightly buck-toothed. I got a rogue pube.
Okay. No, we've all been there.
So do I leave the pube in my tooth, or do I pluck it out?
I think you pluck.
Pluck the pube.
In front of her.
Pube
when
plucking.
In doubt, pluck the pube.
By the way, one of my favorite Bee Gees songs.
What's that?
Pube plucking. Yeah. Plucking that pube.
All right, so pluck the pube.
I would pube pluck it.
In front of her.
You know what? Because like that could also...
All right, what if it's a big one, like a piece of
that's
dental
That's
going to
turn her off, by the way.
Like you pulled linguine out of your mouth.
What is she, pants Rapunzel? How long
know.
Is the pube going
to be? I don't know what the new modern muff looks like.
Okay.
With you kids.
The phone number is 25...
And you shouldn't. And you
Why
shouldn't.
Why would you finish it with that sentence?
What?
The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Ladies, I know you're out there.
Yeah.
You can change your name. No one knows your voice. What are we missing here? And what is your biggest issue with guys taking the trip downstairs?
I think the best advice you're going to get on this topic is going to come from a lesbian.
Oh, good call. But hold on. Has a lesbian...
Been there, done that on both ends.
But I want a lesbian that it may have experienced a man trying it in the first place.
Oh, okay.
Had a dude at one point.
Because like you know what's great. It's like Wayne Gretzky when he got into coaching. He knows how to be great. Right, but he doesn't know what it's like to be the guy that's not great.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you coach me when you already have that inside you?
Okay.
Or for the lesbian, not inside you.
Do women prefer like rough lips or smooth lips? Like a chap lip, crusty lip dude?
I don't think anybody prefers chap, crusty
lips. No, like a
lips.
Working guy's got rough lips.
Well, I think the
question... He's been out in the sun.
I think it would be more tongue than lip. How are you
no,
doing?
No, but the lips are going to be down there.
Yeah.
She's going to feel your lips.
I think it's more like the look of your chapped, crusty lips, she may, like, wave it off completely. Like, no thanks.
Really?
No thank you.
Yeah, you don't want dermatitis.
I don't know why your lips are so chapped and crusty.
Well, he's been working outside the sun.
Okay.
In the wintertime. Some chicks like a rougher ride down there.
Yeah, I'm going to say no on that.
All chicks.
Well, no, because...
I mean...
Some chicks might like it a little bit.
I don't think it makes that big of a difference. It's more just the gross factor. And now it's in my head.
All right. With 252-WCMF, 252-9263 being the number. Ladies, guys need you. And look, I see you
Help
guys.
Us out.
I see you guys writing me on Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear from men. Because if we needed men here, we wouldn't have this article in front of us.
True.
Yes, women saying you don't know how to do this. So with these seven things that we can do better to make mouth fun with your lady over the top.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that men doing it poorly may not be the biggest problem. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Because 1 in 5 American men, adults, say they've never taken that trip downstairs.
Because they think it's not masculine.
Well, I don't know what the reason is.
There are cultures.
Okay, every time we talk about this, you bring this up, and that is not a thing.
Yes, it is. No. There are certain cultures that think if you do that, you're not a man.
Okay. We don't know why. It could be cultural. It could be religious.
Age-wise, yeah.
They could think it's gross.
Religious. I've read that whole Bible. Didn't see nothing about that.
Yeah, no, it does, actually. I can give you 15 different places.
Well, that's why when you were
talking about
the...
I read that whole thing. It was like 500 pages.
Where'd you get it from?
Walmart.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
Damn it.
Well, that's why when you were talking about the be enthusiastic thing, I was thinking, like, there are probably just some guys that would make it known that they're only doing it because they feel like they have to,
okay,
like, not because they want to. I think you acting like it's something that you want to do would be a turn on to her.
Okay, agree with you. But Kimmy, like, think about this. 20% of men in America, not that they don't like to do it, not that they haven't done it in a while, they have never in their lives done it.
That's so weird.
How is that possible?
I know.
Right, and just to shame gentlemen even further, statistically, in America, more women exist that have given knobs than men who have yodeled in the valley.
Absolutely.
How did we let that happen? I'm ashamed of us.
Look at that.
That these women are doing this thing that they really don't want to do.
It's disgusting.
Really don't want to do. And more of them have done that
than
we have been taking care of the ladies. Because in reality, becoming good at this feels like you become an indispensable lover.
Well, yeah.
Right?
You sure you got skills?
Well, I think it's more than that. It's more than just the skills.
What's that?
You can't trust your penis.
True.
Age will start to take your skills away for your penis.
Yeah.
Some nights your penis will perform better than others. It's like Rod Stewart, right? Like, some nights you're going to get a great performance.
Okay.
And then other nights, you know, he's 80.
The Stewart effect.
Yeah. It's like, oh no, you know what it's like? It's like having a high school, your penis is like having a high school buddy. You've had good times in the past, right? And you'd love to see them again. But he's not as reliable as he
used to. Yeah, that reunion is not going to be that great.
But your tongue, always there for you.
All right.
And I think you can make the argument, going back to the rough lips thing, that the older you get, the better your tonguing can be. Because your tongue does get rougher.
And I lose taste.
Bingo.
Yeah.
The older you are, the more sexual pleasure you also like to give your partner. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, yeah.
You've had time with that person.
But even if it's someone you've never met.
But older men tend to make better lovers.
Okay.
Well, because they're patient.
Is that?
Yeah. They listen. They're patient. They may just fall asleep on you.
You only think that because you're old now.
Yeah.
You would not have said that 30 years ago.
Well, of course not, but now I understand.
Okay. I said I don't want to read. I'm not taking any guy calls. I see you on hold. I am not taking any men calls. So if you got something else to do, go hang up. I said I wasn't going to read any male Instagram messages, which we now have dozens of. But this actually brings up a decent
point.
Andrew writes us on Instagram. There is also the issue that some women don't even want it from the start. There was only one girlfriend I ever dated that even wanted it. Others didn't want to try because just they were embarrassed or, I don't know, bad experiences with others.
Okay.
Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think you have to have a certain level of comfort with somebody sometimes before you.
Unless you're in the South.
Get to that point.
That swamp is wide open, son.
Should I?
Not that like she's against it, but she just knows it's probably going to be better if, you know, you've figured each other out a little bit.
Okay. But, like, how do you know if it's going to be good? If
you don't know until you start.
Well, no, but I'm saying, but you know, once you, it's more a comfort thing. Like, I don't know anything about you. This is going to be weird. Like, why are we jumping right to that?
Okay. I know we talk a lot.
It's like a stranger.
Yeah.
I know we talk about a lot about the difference between men and women.
Sure.
Right? And there's a lot of them. I'm going to argue the biggest, no exception difference between men and women is what you just said.
Yeah.
Because, Kimmy, I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, I know you guys don't have that thought.
If there is any woman on the planet when I was a single man that was like, I'll knob you.
Yeah.
Would you ever say no to me?
No. No, not at all.
And, like, you're in a relationship with somebody, Kimmy, and you would still feel insecure.
And you're waving them off.
Yeah, about that happening.
No, I didn't say that.
No, I mean, I'm saying a woman. There are women who would be in a relationship with somebody that would be
I'm saying once you get to a relationship, you're probably okay.
But it says, Andrew wrote us and said he was with a girlfriend who didn't want him to.
Ever?
That's the impression I got from this message.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
didn't want it.
It could be maybe just she's never had anybody do it right, so she just figures it's a waste of time.
No, I mean, you can tell, like, the tension. You can feel the tension.
You can feel it in the legs and the thighs. You can.
No, it's just something about when you say things.
Yep.
What?
There's a reason every woman has turned off her radio.
I'm having a frank discussion about tonguing.
All right.
Your lover.
Kimmy, if there is one thing.
Yeah.
You're not Kimmy. And you never will be. Baby. If there is one thing, Kimmy, you want guys to take away from this discussion. Moving forward.
Be willing to learn. Be willing to take criticism, advice. You are not as good as you think at that thing.
Ask questions.
Yeah. I don't think.
And when I ask questions, you make a face.
Yeah. But
what question do you have? Go ahead.
I had a million questions. You got to shut me down.
Feel free. Go ahead. Look at Kimmy and ask questions.
I asked what about the crusty lips.
What's your question? I answered it for you.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you argued with me.
Yeah. Are there certain women that would enjoy a rough lip man?
And I said,
a working lip or a soft boy lip? A lady lip?
And I told you my answer, which was the crusty chapped lips probably aren't going to do much for you. And you were like, no, that doesn't make any sense.
A working man.
A working man's lips.
Yeah. A union lip.
Shut up.
On your.
It doesn't even
rhyme. It doesn't
rhyme. The word you were
going to use. It rhyme if I wouldn't get delayed.
No, it wouldn't rhyme.
I was going to use the S word.
It doesn't.
No. What?
And you're.
It's still.
Doesn't rhyme either.
Yeah, it's still a T at the end.
And that wouldn't have gotten dumped.
It rhymes enough.
It wouldn't have gotten dumped. Join the Barter Racer. All right.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a day Tommy Mulay has been waiting for, God, 15 years?
15 years.
15 years you've despised this product.
Yes.
You saw this as the end of Western civilization. You look at people who wear these as slipshod, lazy.
Lackadaisical.
Trashy.
Trash. Trash ass.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. What do you think I'm talking about?
It's footwear.
It is footwear.
It's ugly as hell.
Uh-huh.
I believe we're talking Crocs.
We are talking Crocs.
Oh.
On Friday, Crocs found out that their stock plummeted 30%.
Oh. Why?
It's the largest stock drop in the history of the company.
So somebody decided to look down?
Boo.
Thank you, Kimmy.
That's not a bad joke.
No, it's a really, really bad joke. Their projections for the last quarter were way down. They are not selling Crocs like they used to.
Okay. They got super expensive.
So they were always expensive.
Well, I thought at the beginning that they were cheap. That's why they were so popular.
So you can buy knockoff Crocs.
Yeah. Okay. Right? But the original Croc was always expensive?
I mean, it wasn't
cheap.
Relatively expensive.
It's a plastic shoe.
Okay. Yes, you weren't going to spend on a Croc what you were going to spend on a pair of sneakers.
Right.
Yeah.
But you were still going to spend $40, $50, $60 on a name brand pair of Crocs.
Mm.
Now, we all remember Crocs became popular in the medical world.
Yeah.
Right? And then for some reason, it leaked out of the medical facility, and everyone started wearing them. They're great to wear to the
kids live in them.
Yes. I mean, my daughters, their entire lives, Crocs have been very popular. Yeah. From my youngest's last birthday, I got her the Krusty the Clown Crocs.
Why not?
Very cool, by the way.
I'm sure.
They got his hair coming off the side of each one. But fashion experts are looking at this and predicting the end of the Croc phenomenon.
All right. Good.
Oh. Is that just because don't Crocs last a long time?
It's a good question. But if they did, they've been in business since 2011. It's been 16 years.
True.
You'd think this would have happened way sooner.
I kind of thought they were almost like a collectible thing.
They're just so goddamn ugly.
So, okay. What? I'm not a Croc guy.
You're wearing them for comfort.
Yeah.
You're not, wearing them.
I hope you don't think you're getting laid in those things on a Saturday night.
Well, no, Kimmy, I mean,
Croc guys and Croc gals. Maybe they meet and they become one Croc couple.
Croc family? No, look, I mean, when you say you don't think you're wearing them like to impress other people, I'm telling you, man, teenagers for the last 10 years, watching them walk around the rink, are wearing specific, like, trendy Crocs. Right. It ain't a thing.
Well, and they also kind of branched out, so correct me if I'm wrong, but they have, like, the traditional-looking Crocs, and then they have more, like, flip-flop-looking Crocs.
Yep. And you can even buy, like, full rubber sneakers.
Yeah, so you, there. I mean,
so many
they don't
options
have
to look
necessarily
ugly.
Look like that traditional shoe. And everybody has a pair of flip-flops.
Yeah. Well, Tommy doesn't.
I do not.
Not even, like, to if you're going outside, like, going to pick up dog poop in your backyard, you don't throw on a crappy pair of flip-flops?
No, I got my yard sneakers.
Okay.
Which are my good sneakers.
So
that
you
get
never
old.
Free your feet?
Yeah, I do.
When?
Sleep, a shower.
That's it? That's You're only barefoot in the sleep in the shower.
I'm not a barefoot guy.
No, but that's weird.
And I grew up in the
your
South.
Toes get some fresh air every now and then.
Yeah, I sleep. I go, yeah.
I don't even want to know what your foot looks like. The fact that it hasn't been out of a shoe in like 60 years.
You think I have ugly feet?
The fact that you won't show them to people.
I've had compliments on my feet.
From who? Nobody sees them.
Well, true.
Who complimented your feet?
I know.
Well, people.
Like?
A doctor.
Well, the podiatrist?
Yeah. He said I had nice feet.
Okay. It feels like, Kimmy, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, because Tommy has been eliminated from any objective criticism of this discussion. Crocs, it feels like Crocs will live on forever because there will just be a segment of the population
that
enough to keep them afloat.
They're Croc people.
Yes. Well, kids, I think, would keep them.
No, I would think it's
they're adults.
Adults.
Yeah, I think it's adults more than kids.
And again, like, I know a lot of people who work in, like, the medical industry that will, I can't imagine them ever giving up their Crocs. And
but maybe, if I see you out Saturday night in a pair of Crocs as a dude, you've given up. You've given up.
But define given up.
You've given up.
No, but hold on. There's different kinds of giving up. If I'm a single guy in my 40s and I go out to a bar and I'm wearing Crocs, yeah, okay, fine.
You gave up.
I agree with that statement. If I'm a married guy, couple of kids, and we're going out to grab something at Applebee's, I don't think that's giving up.
You've given up.
Why is that giving
up? It's over. It's over.
Don't make me defend Croc people. I'm
not
a Croc
person. You died at 35. We ain't going to bury it till you're 70.
No, but again, like, you get dressed up for nobody. You get dressed up for no one.
I dress for me.
And you don't even impress yourself.
Tommy, I'm very... you know I love me.
No, I know.
You know how much I rubbed up in that house, bro. You saw them stains?
Like,
those are love stains. Tommy, love stains.
Why? Why are you... Why? No.
Why? Why? Why are you... Why?
Why are you... Why?
Why are you...
Bro,
why?
I stand by my statement. Why are you... Why?
Because I am.
Okay.
Are you afraid to put your foot in a pair of Crocs because you're afraid you're going to like it?
No.
Oh, that could be what it is. That's a good thought, Kimmy.
Like... You put your foot, you stand in a pair of Crocs, you're like, wow, it's like I'm walking on a cloud. I never want to give this up.
No, but I appreciate a good, comfortable pair of shoes.
No, no, you
I don't. Think you
I do.
Because you don't have any comfortable shoes.
Yes, I do.
They're all made by cobblers with wooden puppets that try to make real boys.
But I have very dainty feet, so I'm not like a clodhopper like
Doesn't
you where
matter.
You're walking
Everybody
around with those rock
crushers.
Can
appreciate a comfy shoe. No matter what size your feet.
I actually do have nice feet. My wife tells me I have nice feet.
Yeah, my mom said I had nice feet, too.
It's not my mom. My mom has also said that. So that's two women. No, because Kimmy makes a great point here based on your history. Mm. You made fun of dudes in fedoras for 30 years. Yeah. Now you're Mr. Fedora. Yeah. You made fun of dudes that will wear tracksuits to go play poker all the time. Right. Now you're Mr. Tracksuit.
So you think I'm coming in crocking.
No, I'm saying that you're afraid to put your foot in a croc because you will start crocking. You'll have a fedora, a tracksuit, and Crocs on.
You'll have like the croc charms. I don't know what they're called.
Gibbets.
Gibbets.
The little things you stick in the holes.
Oh, that's what I call what your mom.
Yeah, see, that's what I call what your mom. You're going to make
well,
fun
I gotta
of
me. Well, I got to be so careful.
You're
gonna
make
so
fun.
You,
shut
so
up.
You would
Queen
be,
delay over here. If anything you, touches your mom, it gets delayed.
You would be the gibbet? That seems like a nickname.
No, I dropped my
want.
Gibbets all over her mom.
That, he doesn't even know what all of this thing is. You make fun of me for why, and you hit me. That's what I that's what I call it, your mom.
Just gibbet your mom.
Okay, you have no idea.
Run her hole.
You are not qualified for this croc conversation. Once again, stock... In the Croc company dropped 30% on Friday. It's because they did not sell close to as many Crocs as they thought they were going to. Fashion experts are predicting this as the end of the, quote, ugly shoe era. However, the guy who was in charge of Crocs is blaming the economy, saying people are afraid to spend money. And to your point about the price of Crocs, if I want a shoe like that, I can find one for half price that doesn't have the Croc brand
on it. A knockoff.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, is that bad for your foot? Are Crocs bad for your feet?
I don't know.
Can you Google, are Crocs bad for your feet?
They don't look like they have. Do they have any support in them?
I've never worn a Croc. I don't know.
For your arch. You got to have that arch support, especially when you get to be my age.
Yeah.
It's like you're walking on marbles.
No, I get it. I mean, my wife's in medicine. She wears clogs. She doesn't wear Crocs, so I can't ask her opinion. My kids, they don't know. Even what do they know about taking care of their feet? Running around barefoot, bottle caps everywhere. Okay. They live in Brooklyn in the 30s.
Crocs, comfortable and suitable for short periods. Prolonged wear can negatively impact foot health due to lack of support.
Okay.
Especially if you're doing a lot of activities that require stability.
Nurses are doing it wrong.
Well, no support.
Yeah. Absolutely no support.
Oh, we got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Baron Von Butt writes us. Strongly agree with Tommy. Crocs are a shoewear equivalent of the muumuu, a sure sign that you've given up.
Right. A shoe muumuu. That's a great way to describe a croc.
It'd be called a shoemoo.
I love that.
When's the last
By
time?
The way, that'll be a thing now.
A shoemoo.
Shut up. They'll be selling them at midnight on TV.
What would that look like?
What?
A shoemoo.
What would it look like? It'd be like a big drape thing over your foot. What?
So then the croc wouldn't be the equivalent of the muumuu. It would be the shoemoo.
If I saw somebody rocking a muumuu and crocs, I'm jealous of that person. You're living your life in comfort, and you don't care.
Yeah, like, I got to be honest with you, man. The older I get, the less I care.
You're not that old yet to be giving up.
The older I get. You're right, because I'm not you.
No.
Or like the other day, my kids wanted Taco Bell on Sunday for lunch. So I'm like, all right, I'll run out and get Taco Bell. I went gym shorts, no undies.
Wait.
What?
You are short shorts now,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, bro, look, there was a breeze.
You got to have some swinging nut.
There was a breeze on the tip of my balls.
Yeah.
Cut off sleeve t-shirt that I got for free from a hockey store.
Yeah.
And a pair of these recovery sandals that I have.
What are recovery sandals?
They're like super soft, so it like gives your foot a break like when you work out after you're done working out. You never heard of recovery sandals?
No.
Kimmy, you've heard of recovery sandals before. Your husband's got to have them.
Are they just like the squishier sandals?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
See, you know, athletes get it. You on the other hand. Okay. But I'm saying, like, I'll go cut off t-shirts.
Okay, you
all
just don't care
anymore.
Shorts. See, you give it up.
But what do I have to care going to Taco Bell to pick up a couple of things?
But you give it up.
Home? It's not giving up.
What if you got into an accident?
So what? I'm in an accident. I got bigger problems.
You're worried about what you're going to look like in an after an accident?
You got to get out of the car looking like a jamoke with your nuts hanging out.
Well, no, you shouldn't do that.
Talk to your boy over here. Nut hanging out, squishy sandal,
but you're
shirt with
shorts.
No sleeves.
I wasn't wearing.
No, give, yeah,
you're
yeah,
not wearing shorts?
I was wearing shorts. I wasn't wearing underwear.
Oh.
Nut out.
Yeah, you should put on a pair of underwear.
Okay, well, I was just going to.
Coming over my side now.
I'm just saying. Like,
don't go bare nut.
You got to have the basics.
We'll take one call before we move on. 252-WCMF. Gary has got the last word on CMF. Hey, Gary, how are you, buddy?
Hey, this is Sexy Gary.
Hey, Sexy Gary. What's up, bud?
Right. So I was totally on Tommy's side all the way until I went to Disney. We go take the kids to Disney World, the anniversary of my wife's death every year. And I was walking, my feet were sore, and we were on the pool, and we went into the store, and they had the Disney Crocs.
What did those set you back?
They were $60.
Oh,
God
Gary!
Damn, on a whim?
Bro, he's got Sexy Gary money.
Yeah, I forgot.
So I wanted to wear them around the pool, and as soon as I put these things on, I'm going, oh, my God. They got, like, cloth inside, real soft. I put these things on Tommy. I'm going, uh-oh. I think I like them.
He put his foot in the forbidden shoe, Tommy.
Yes, he did.
Right.
But when you look like you.
The pool that whole weekend, and I tell you what, at one time, so I bring them home, and one time I wear them around the house, and, you know, I'm outside by the pool and stuff. So one time I was getting stuff ready. I went to the gym, and I got out of my car. And I had my Crocs on from Disney, and I go, oh, no. So I turned around and went back home. And
no, you drove home to put your sneakers on.
I live a couple of miles in Hilton but I go, there's no way I'm walking in the gym with my Disney Crocs.
With his
I'd never
dorky
lived it down.
Shoe.
Dorky shoe, bro. That guy will kick your ass seven ways a Sunday.
I will say this.
He likes the Crocs, but he's ashamed of the Crocs. It's a confusing.
Yeah, a little bit. But they are. I tell you what, they are comfortable as can be, man. It's unbelievable.
But you're a Greek god. Jesus Christ, man, you're ripped. You could get laid in anything. Like, you're the one guy that could get a knob in Crocs.
I do not wear sandals. They just don't conform to my feet or something, but I just can't wear sandals. I don't like sandals.
Yeah, because you're not a girl.
Man, yeah, you got him. Take that. Gary, great talking to you, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right, take it easy, guys.
Enjoy your Crocs.
Thank you.
Croc on.
There goes Sexy Crocky Gary.
Crocked up.